This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Well, it looks like the FBI is too busy committing treason to stop school shooters. That's what we're learning now in the aftermath of the school shooting in Florida by a Nicholas Cruz, who was, by the way, at first misidentified by the Miami Herald as Nicholas de Jesus Cruz, which we also reported citing the Miami Herald, and then when they corrected their story, we corrected our story. That's what I get for believing the Miami Herald. I'll try not to make that mistake again. In any case, it's not Nicholas de Jesus Cruz, it's actually just Nicholas Cruz, spelled with a K, N-I-K-O-L-A-S, Cruz. Now, it turns out that Nicholas Cruz was reported to the FBI last September because he made a comment on some YouTube video where he said he wanted to be a, quote, professional mass shooter, all right? And his social media was all full of pictures of knives and guns and ammunition and dead animals and just weird, just exactly the kind of stuff you would think you would find on the social media pages of somebody who's going to commit mass murder, by the way. Reminds me of that guy in Arizona who shot Gabby Giffords. This was in Tucson, Arizona. I forgot the guy's name. He was like some Satan worshiper, animal killer, psychopath who ended up shooting but not killing Gabby Giffords, but causing severe brain damage, of course. And I knew Gabby Giffords. I had had dinner with a group, with her at the head of the group. I knew her friends. I knew Gabby. I met Gabby. She spoke amazing Spanish. It really impressed me. In any case, because I used to live in Tucson, and so I knew a lot of the people there. And Gabby was a wonderful individual, but sadly now, you know, she's been seriously harmed by that guy. Was it Jared Loughner or something? That name is coming to mind. I'm not sure if that's it, but it might be. In any case, back to the story here. The FBI is too busy fabricating fake Russia collusion hoaxes to try to take down Donald Trump to bother investigating actual horrible psychopathic people who are going to commit mass violence, it seems. Now, in fairness to the FBI, let's be fair, that no one can stop all the violent people. And even if you take away the guns, you still can't stop them from building bombs or running over people with cars, which seems to be a current tactic that a lot of people are using, or killing people with knives or swords or who knows what else. I mean, this kid, I guess he was 19. I'll call him a kid. He had grenades or smoke grenades of some kind, reportedly. I don't even know what to believe in the media anymore, frankly. The Associated Press is now reporting that this kid drilled one time with some white supremacist group or something. I don't even know if I believe that. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But the Associated Press has proven itself to be deliberately false, deliberately fake news on so many occasions that you don't know whom to believe. Now, you know, honest media like Natural News or InfoWars or the Gateway Pundit, you know, we all make honest mistakes from time to time. We correct it immediately. We correct it. Like I corrected the story, the name of the kid this morning after the Miami Herald corrected their story. We correct it. We don't intentionally try to print facts that aren't verified. What happens, though, in the Associated Press is they deliberately, or the Washington Post or the New York Times, they deliberately print fake news. They make up fake sources, okay? Washington Post has been caught numerous times, New York Times. Washington Post had to give back a Pulitzer Prize. They were awarded a Pulitzer. They had to forfeit it because the whole thing, all this whole series of stories that had won the award turned out to be total fiction. The Washington Post makes up fake stories on purpose and publishes them and calls them facts and refuses to correct them until they get caught way down the road. So that's the difference. I mean, every journalism organization makes mistakes from time to time. The good ones correct those mistakes. The bad ones just double down and do more fake news and more fake sources, which is what the Washington Post does and the New York Times. And frankly, the FBI is all part of it. Now, we got to distinguish, by the way, between these treasonous actors, deep state operatives at the top of the FBI, like James Comey and Peter Strzok, who both of whom, by the way, should be behind bars, and Lisa Page, for that matter, and Andrew McCabe. And, you know, Robert Mueller is, he is, let's say he's not objective. He's not a neutral party. He has a mission to get Trump, okay? But Peter Strzok, or Stroke, however you say it, and James Comey should be behind bars for committing actual treason. What they did fits the definition of treason. Now, this doesn't mean that the entire FBI is treasonous, but they were treasonous at the very top, the head of the FBI. The head of the FBI. James Comey was the head of the FBI, and he ran the organization, the entire organization. And he is, in my view, based on the evidence, and by the way, this has been concluded by many, many other people, even Judge Andrew Napolitano has chimed in on this with similar comments, that James Comey committed treason. I don't know if Napolitano used that exact term, but something similar to that. That Comey needs to be behind bars. And he ran the FBI, which means there was a culture at the top of the organization of treason. Now, the FBI knew that this guy, Nicholas Cruz, was potentially a bad actor, a potential mass shooter, right? Because he was reported by another guy. And I posted the video of that guy on Natural News. And that guy, I forgot his name at the moment, but it's on the page. It's got some kind of odd last name. He reported, he saw that Nicholas Cruz had posted some, you know, horrific comment on a video, and he reported Nicholas to the FBI, and the FBI came and questioned this guy. So at least the FBI did that. At least the FBI did send a couple of agents to this guy, to this guy's house, and questioned him for some period of time and asked him, he said, lots of questions like, did he have any relationship with Nicholas Cruz? Did he know any reason why Nicholas Cruz would want to kill him, or, you know, so on and so forth. Sort of the obvious FBI questions that you learn in FBI 101, you know, like, because the FBI knows that most murders happen between people who already know each other, by the way, if you didn't know that, it's a very common law enforcement thing. So they're asking all the questions to find out, is this guy, does he know this other guy who's reporting him? And, so the FBI knew who this was, but now the FBI says they could never confirm that Nicholas Cruz was Nicholas Cruz. Yes, yes. Even with the odd spelling, the N-I-K-O-L-A-S, and with knowing his address and location in Florida, they could not confirm that comment, which was made by Nicholas Cruz, in other words, in the account name of Nicholas Cruz, the FBI could not figure out that was Nicholas Cruz. So wait a second. If you use your actual name to post things online, the FBI can't figure it out. If you use a fake name, or let's say if you use a fake dossier, oh, the FBI thinks that's awesome and they take it to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on you. So the FBI loves fake information. They just can't handle real account names because that confuses them. Wow, you guys are geniuses. You are amazing. So you mean if some killer walks into your office, gives their real name and says they want to shoot up a school, you're going to let them go because you say, well, we can't verify that person is who they say they are. We don't know. I mean, it's unreal that this is what the FBI has come to. And it's sad, by the way, because as you know, if you've listened to my podcast for all these years, you know, I support law enforcement. A lot of my friends are former cops, former military, some former FBI. You know, I've interviewed former FBI agents as well in the past with positive interviews. And I've long supported federal law enforcement, or especially state, local, and county law enforcement, sheriffs and deputies and so on. You know, I train with cops, by the way. You know, I'm very proficient in firearms. I'm an advocate of self-defense. I'm an advocate of police being able to protect themselves. I'm an advocate of a lawful civil society where people follow the law. I'm an advocate of equal justice under the law. I also believe that people who, you know, who are dangerous individuals who directly promise to go shoot up schools, you know, maybe you ought to have a conversation with those people at minimum and find out what the heck is going on with these people. Maybe, I don't know, mental health comes into play here at some point, you would think. So I am not, you know, I don't have a history of being anti-FBI or anti-cop like all the leftists. The leftists hate cops, and they hate, you know, they hate sheriffs and they hate deputies. And I think, for the most part, most cops are trying to do a good job. But it's probably even true for most run-of-the-mill FBI people. And that might even be true for run-of-the-mill FBI people, men and women who are sort of the young FBI agents. They don't come out of Quantico wanting to be evil, you know, traitors and treasonous colluders and conspiracy pushers and deep state operatives. That's not their goal. I hope not, anyway. I don't think that's their goal. I think you gotta rise to the higher levels of the FBI, really, frankly, to become such a horrible, treasonous traitor, which is what happened to James Comey. Well, he made decisions to become that person. That's his problem. But I don't think that everyday run-of-the-mill FBI agents are conspiring to figure out how to commit treason. But it's a question of priorities. If the FBI as an agency is spending its time and resources and technology skills and so on trying to frame Donald Trump instead of investigating young kids who promise to shoot up schools, then guess what happens? Well, then the FBI misses people like Nicholas Cruz, who go kill 17 people, sadly. Prayers to those families and those who died. Maybe the FBI could have stopped them if the FBI wasn't so focused on destroying Trump. I mean, this is a very serious conversation. This is a reasonable concern. What is the FBI doing? They're running around framing Trump, running around with Christopher Steele and fake dossiers, and running around with, you know, top CIA people, Clapper and all these others. The FBI seems to be doing everything except stopping actual mass murderers. You know, I mean, granted, they've stopped some. And there are cases where probably we never know that there was a mass shooter because the FBI stopped them. So you got to give the FBI credit for some of that. Surely they've stopped some real crimes before they happened, so we never heard about those crimes. And that's to the FBI's credit. Maybe the honest men and women agents who are trying to do a good job for America. And there are many of them, no, I have no doubt. I mean, the ones I know are good people, and they're horrified by what's happening with the FBI, by the way. So this isn't just me. This is like, frankly, you talk to veterans, you talk to cops, you talk to former FBI, as I have, by the way, because that's the kind of people I know and hang with and shoot with, by the way, and they'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you. They are outraged at what today's FBI has become under Barack Obama and under James Comey. Now, there's a new FBI director that has come in under Trump, and I don't even know his name. And this guy's got the worst job in the world because he has to take on an agency that is now known for committing treason and known for being totally corrupt. And it's not this guy's fault. I don't think so. He wasn't part of this as far as we know. But he's taken over an agency that now people have lost faith in the FBI. And if you lose faith in the highest law enforcement power of the country, then what do you have left? I mean, you got to realize democracy, or this republic technically, is based on faith. You know, following the Constitution is a matter of faith. It's faith that it has to be supported throughout the judicial system and the legislative system and the executive system. And the FBI is not even mentioned in the Constitution, by the way, because it didn't come into existence until, you know, over a century later, right? The FBI was created by Congress. The FBI doesn't have any constitutional right to exist. And Congress, if they wanted to, they could clobber the FBI. And some of us right now are starting to think maybe they should. You know, at the very least, the FBI should be reformed top to bottom, but maybe it should just be defunded. What are they doing with all that money? What are they actually doing with that money besides spying on the president and committing treason and abusing the FISA court, all these other things? I mean, what is the FBI actually doing? This is a serious question for our time. Now, bottom line, for me, I want to believe in the FBI. I want to see an honest agency. I want the FBI to stop kidnappers and ransom, you know, K&R people. I want the FBI to stop mass murderers. But how do we know that that's what the FBI is doing? When they fail to stop the murderers that we see, and they spend their time and money and resources whipping up fake evidence against our president in order for the FBI to try to overthrow our democracy. And they got caught. They got caught because of the text between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And there's a lot more coming out. So these are reasonable questions that all of us concerned law-abiding citizens have about the FBI. And it's not getting any better. When the FBI fails to catch these murderers that are reported to the FBI, you got to wonder, what the hell are they doing with our tax dollars? What the hell are they doing? Man, they should bring an outsider in, somebody who is not part of the swamp, not part of the deep state. They should bring somebody in and reform the whole thing. Fire all the top managers and have a whole new system in place, as far as I'm concerned. I'm just as frustrated as you are. I want to believe in these institutions, but they keep giving us reasons not to believe. It's just sick. It's sick. So, all right. Be safe, everybody. And if you're with the FBI listening to this, I want to believe in you, but you need to start proving things to the American public. You need to start doing your jobs, and you need to stop spending your time and resources screwing around with our democracy, which is what you've been doing so far. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, longtime advocate of the FBI, longtime advocate of law enforcement, and of course our military, and now losing faith in the FBI. Sickening. Sickening what they turned it into.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, MAGA. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.